This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 1,100 of the U.S.'s 15,600 nursing homes are government-owned. Georgia House of Representatives' race between Democrat John Ossoff and Republican Karen Handel is already the most expensive House election in history, with $37 million spent. SSI is financed by payroll taxes and pays out $150 billion annually to nearly 3 million Americans laid low before retirement age, and another $80 billion for their eligibility for Medicaid after 2 years on SSI. Pew estimates that 12 million Americans take out payday loans each year, spending $9 billion on loan fees. Sweden has ended its investigation of rape charges against Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. 1 in 6 newlyweds married someone of a different race or ethnicity in 2015, a five-fold increase in the 50 years since the Supreme Court recognized a nationwide right to intermarriage. Former General and NSA Chief Mike Flynn has agreed to provide congressional committees with documents on his business dealings with Russia and Turkey while working for Trump. Trump's communication director has resigned, which many think is a sign of many changes to come in a White House shakeup. Non-communicable diseases were responsible for 67% of the deaths in low- and middle-income countries in 2015, but only about 1% of the foreign aid and donations dedicated to healthcare was aimed at preventing them. Kabul, Afghanistan, is one of the fastest-growing cities in the world, and at 5 million people is five times its intended size. 70% of the dwellings in the city are informal and unplanned. Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin is proposing drug testing as part of the eligibility process for both Medicaid and food stamp applicants in his state. Alabama has finally passed a bill defining moral turpitude, which has been used for 100 years as an inexplicable bar to voting that was disproportionately discriminatory to African Americans. Uber fired top driverless car executive Lewandowski in a bid to extract itself from a spiralingly legal battle with Alphabet, Google's parent company. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case on Ohio's voter suppression program. Americans made 443 million fewer trips to restaurants at lunchtime in 2016, resulting in a loss of $3.2 billion for restaurants. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.